Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Governor Inslee of Washington and Michigan today announced that they would begin mandatory testing of farm labor. That leads, as we know from Ontario, to false positives and then to shutting down the farms. We're witnessing the shutdown of the U.S. food supply right now, and we need to talk about that. I'm Christian. And this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And before I get into it, I want to start with this quote from a book called Plum Island, which details that the U.S. Army has been working for generations on how exactly, in fact, quantifiably, they would be able to cripple a nation by ruining its food supply. So we read, quote, "In order to have a crippling effect on the economy of the Soviets, the food and animal crop resources would have to be damaged within a single growing season, mind you, to the extent necessary to reduce the average daily caloric intake from 2,800 to 1,400 calories a day, i.e. starvation level. Reduction of resources to that level for a year would kill about a fifth of the people, 20%, and it would render the others completely useless. No manual labor would be possible. They'd become just sluggish. They'd be starving." Yes, there are people in the U.S. government whose job it is to war game, to think about how to starve out a country. And the strategies that they have devised are being employed here now. That is why we're seeing weather warfare deployed. Tens of millions of acres of the corn crop, a lot of livestock in Iowa, and lots of grain storage decimated. Now we've got not one but two hurricanes inbound, heading right for the heart of our rice production. It's not just weather warfare that's being used, though. There are agendas at play. Of course, we just saw a train derail this morning carrying tons of corn, and they've already claiming that this grain will not be salvageable. Just the latest loss of corn. It seems to be dangerous to be anywhere near corn right now. You might want to take a step back if you're near it. I'm here in North California, where the air is once again full of smoke and ash, and the sky has been aglow with a wildfire that was way too close. There were plenty of people that were evacuated, thousands of people, and plenty of animals on farms in the area that were, people all converged and helped, and it was just really inspiring, actually, to see the community come together here in Nevada County to make that happen. Mountains were literally moved by people, and we didn't spend time thinking about how it was impossible. We all just came out and made it happen. And this is the kind of human spirit that we need to bring to this larger problem of the shutdown of our food supply. It's so telling. If we all put our hearts and minds together, there is nothing we cannot achieve once we see a visible threat. And so I'm hoping that this video and this channel can make visible the threat, the looming threat to our food supply. Because the fires are absolutely part of this attack on agriculture as well. There have been farms lost here and in other fires, not the ones that are at such scale in the Central Valley. For them, you need a different tactic, and that is what we'll talk about here in a second, the deprivation of harvest labor. Now it looks like we're seeing more lightning storms coming in starting tomorrow. And so we have every expectation that there will be even more fires starting. And of course, this is just delivering on the promise that former Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown made when he said, "I will make believers out of even the staunchest climate deniers within 5 years." Quote, "You're going to see these fires not only continuing, but getting worse by the year as they are now." So this is delivering on that promise. The floggings will continue until you submit to the climate change Agenda 21 agenda. And so these fires are expected. If you've seen the climate action plans, you should know that the flooding, the weather warfare, the fires, all of this is a integrated agenda, and it's targeting our food supply as well. Let's talk now about the harvest labor. Governor Inslee this week issued a proclamation requiring COVID-19 testing of ag workers. Quote, "There's no question we need to escalate our response to this pandemic, casedemic now, and we know that additional focus must be placed on ag workplaces. We know that people of color have been disproportionately impacted by the pandemic, and we need to address that." They always make the appeal to minority status as something that has to do with why we are going to shut down our food supply. They just have to have some virtue signal, as they say, we're going to stop the farms. And as I mentioned, we've seen this play out earlier in this year in Ontario, where they said, we're having some hot spots on these farms. Let's mandate testing just to be super safe. And they go in and they get all these tests positive, coming back positive. Even, I mean, look at this. It's been happening everywhere. Every single farm worker at this U.S. farm has tested positive. Here's another quote. This is a different article about a different farm in California. Everyone tested positive. Ladies and gentlemen, this is ridiculous. There's clearly no value. But nonetheless, we're going to go ahead and we're going to mandate testing now, Governor Inslee, in every farm in Washington, which will necessarily lead to more of these people testing positive. And then we'll see the shutdown of farms in Washington. This did happen. Farms effectively shut down in Ontario. This has already played out there. And it's happening now in California. Governor Newsom has sent out COVID-19 strike teams to enforce OSHA guidelines and shut down farms that do not comply. And we're seeing this trend. There it is. Dispatched 3 coronavirus strike teams this past week to the Central Valley of California, where there can't be wildfires because they've got irrigation. And they're shutting down the farms. Here it is happening in Michigan. As I mentioned, starting Monday, mandatory testing for Michigan farm workers. A federal judge on Friday refused to block, so it's still there, a requirement of Michigan's farm workers to get tested, rejecting claims that it violates the rights of Hispanic. I told you, they're always playing, they always have some appeal to the minority, to this racial thing. They just have to have that in there. It's playing out in New York as well. Migrant farm workers warn of next COVID-19 wave. I mean, you can just go try it. Search your state farm worker protections and COVID-19 protections, and you will probably find something. I couldn't in Iowa. Maybe that's why they had a land hurricane there that took out 100-mile-wide swath of our corn. So this is the biggest attack on U.S. agriculture that you can imagine. Here it is from Wisconsin. Emergency order requiring protection against the workers. So yes, always worker protections, but what's really going on is state by state, a shutdown. Mandatory testing leads to people testing positive, leads to shutdown. We have said for months now that this narrative had been injected and that it's been playing out, and now sure enough, it's happening. They are shutting down the U.S. agricultural system. They're stopping the harvest. And they are going to, within a single growing season, deprive us of a ton of food. At the same time, we've seen states like Seattle, Washington, stockpiling food to the roof. It's the same state that's shutting down their farms. Ladies and gentlemen, why do you think they're doing this? What's going on here? We saw Illinois doing the same thing, filling up a hockey rink with boxes of food. We also know this is what they told us was going to happen during their food chain reaction game simulation, just like Event 201 with Bill Gates. Food chain reaction game was funded by the Center for American Progress, George Soros. It had participation by Cargill, Big Ag, and Mars, a private big food company, so who was also involved in crafting the Rockefellers' Reset the Table agenda. It's all the same players behind this demise and takeover and rewrite of the U.S. food supply system. But they're going to first bring this country to its knees. And I just want to make that abundantly clear because it's happening now. And we need to get prepared. You need to be growing your own food. You need to be telling people what's going on and getting them to start growing their own food, saving seeds so that we can have abundant food going forward. And this is where we are now, folks. Food wars is nothing new. This should be no surprise to us that food would be used as a weapon, a device to ensure compliance to their agenda for control. They've broadcast their intentions long ago. Kissinger said it. And here we are. So we need to decentralize food production, get away from these single points of failure, and that eliminates the ability for any one company or organization or country to control the food production. Spread the word. Thanks for watching, and be well.